This is Ron, and we're here again for another wonderful program. And this is our Saturday night program, which is Saturday Night Live on the Light Ship. And the day today, in case you're wondering, is November 23rd, 2013. So, just think, a week from now, if you did a lot of shopping, you'd probably be frazzed because of the Black Friday that's coming up here. And maybe other energies that could be working with you or against you. So we did a lot of stuff on the last shows about timeline crashing, trying to explain how that can benefit you by doing timeline crashing. But right now we'll just do our regular clearing, which is activating the light beam. So bring the light beam up on your monitor screen. And you're probably searching for it and probably have it up also. So if you don't have it up, just look for it and bring it up on your screen. Go to the website, creationlightship.com, and view it too if you like. And here we go. We're going to activate the light beam, bring in peace energy for everybody. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And do some more here. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, 9 and 10. So we'll see if our co-host is on tonight, which is Kathy. Are you out there, Kathy, in cyberspace?
Oh.
Are you there, okay. Kathy?
I am here, but I don't think they can hear me.
Okay.
I'm just fine, but you're coming in on my own.
Uh-oh, you sound good to me, though. So let's take it off.
All
What's
right.
Going on,
we
Kathy?
Didn't get a chance to do a sound test.
You sound good with
okay.
me.
Okay. Okay, good. Well, I just wanted to mention that we're on BBS Radio Station 2 tonight, and we'll be accepting calls. Tonight is also our Saturday Night Live on the Light Ship, where we're treated to some live healings on the Creation Light Ship with Ron as our escort to the Creation Light Ship. We go there sort of out of time, and we get a chance to meet light beings, and they will help us to heal whatever ails us once we let them know. So right now, before we go, it's a good time to think about what you might like to ask the light beings to help you with and to get started on some healing in your body. These are all physical healings, and the reason we do them is so they can remove the densities that hold us down here, that trap us through our DNA. And our bodies are full of densities, and that's what causes pain and illness. So anyway, we can request a healing, and we go to different healing areas and request those too. And Ron is a great ambassador, and we also go sometimes to a food court where we get treated to nutritious and tasty but tiny portions of light ship food, which some people say is very good, and Ron says is very tasty too, especially the desserts. So Ron has activated the light being's face on the Creation Light Ship BBS radio page with peaceful energy from our source. So thank you for that, Ron. And I do want to mention, too, that once we're on the Creation Light Ship, healings will only work live. And if anyone is now listening to an archive a day other than November 23rd, 2013, those healings won't work, and you won't be taken to the light ship. Instead, you'll just feel some wonderful peace energy and learn about the light beings and what they can do for us. Okay, Ron, so I think we had decided that we were going to talk about timeline crashing some more, and there were some questions carried over from last few days' radio programs. Would you like to start on that now, Ron, or do you have something else in mind?
Yeah, that sounds good, yes. Yeah, the timeline crashing is very, very beneficial for most people. I think probably all people. So if you haven't done any yet, it may change your life. So I'll turn it back over to you, Kathy.
All right. Well, I just wanted to mention to the audience that I'm reading the BBS Radio Fast Chat, which is available from their BBS Radio Station 2 page. If you want to click on it, it's on the right side, and you can join in with us if you are home listening on Saturday night on your computer. Also, they have a link for mobile device listening, which works really well also. And you can get the Fast Chat on your mobile device as well through your browser. So you can always join in either way. If you'd like to send in some questions or comments, the Fast Chat's the way to go, or the usual email, Ron's email for questions, which is clsquestions@yahoo.com. And I'll be looking at that here and there for comments or questions. For now, we'll take some that we just couldn't get to the last few days. We've had some really great conversations in the last week, starting Monday. Monday was November 18th, then Wednesday and Friday. So if you happen to be new and you want to know what we're talking about, I would like to suggest that you listen to the last three radio shows to get a very good idea of some of the Creation Light Ship essential clearings that others endorse for daily use, especially if you're being around a lot of people, you have unusual situations, you have to go to social events, you feel overworked and underpaid, and if you have just some you know, alien kind of issue bothering you as well. Timeline crashing is what we've been discussing as the primary theme this whole last week. And also, if anyone would like to, who was listening to Monday's show, Ron Timeline crashed slavery, which was related to being a wage earner or being a workaholic or your own issue of feeling overworked and on a time clock and never free of demands endlessly. He did that on Monday, and timelines can take up to an hour to work to release. So he had wanted to ask if anyone felt that energy become released from that timeline crash. It seemed like that was a big thing, a big issue at the time on Monday, but didn't see any responses to it yet. Okay, so Ron, here's a question regarding that timeline crashing. If we're corded to someone, you know, if we're energetically corded and we love them or like them or they're in our family or we're, you know, related to them somehow, are we on their timeline too, as well as our own?
Yeah, very possibly, yes. Boy, what you want to always try to get onto is the one in the present moment. That's the main thing. Get on the now. And by being in the now, then you're less susceptible to have things happening to you from the beyondo and maybe even the underground. So what we'll do is take away energetic cordings if we can here. It's a little different to take away things that are placed from agencies underground here, but we'll see what we can do here, just see if you feel better. We'll take away these energetic cordings. And this could be from the alien underground industrial complex here. There's many of them, and we went through a lot of them and got rid of them. But somehow there's still a lot of aliens that are bringing forth these energies. But here we go. Just see if your body feels better. Releasing these energetic cords, if they are corded to you, manipulating your body. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, see if that's helped everybody out there. And let's do some energetic cordings from people. So think of a person that you may know that could be taking your energy. So here we go. So it could be like, we'll just call it simply like an energetic vampire. Or could it be somebody who likes you a lot and they're kind of like energetically stalking you as they see you, you know? They always keep looking at you, and that's one indication that they have you corded. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. And that's the cord. Let's do a timeline crash now. So let's do a timeline crash for the things that could be attaching to you from the alien underground military complexes. So here we go. Releasing that energy on timelines. And if you do feel a great relief here, then you want to do that timeline crash a lot. So get onto the timeline to release that. You know, just pay for the clearing. Maybe 1 week might be sufficient. I don't know. But you want to do it a bunch of times, you know, maybe 50 to 100. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, and let's just see what is new on your neck of the woods. Or maybe if somebody trying to give us some information on one of the, you know, CLS questions or fast chat or something. I know this industrial complex can be a very negative situation for people. So back to you.
Oh, thank you for those healings, Ron. That was an energetic cording release. Some people are trying to keep up here. And also, the second one you did was a timeline crash for alien energy attached to us from the underground. So you did a timeline crash, several of them. And you mentioned that if we felt something, that perhaps we need to clear that some more through either timeline crash or when you say if we felt something, I just want to explain to the audience, in case there's new people, that some of us feel heat in our face when we listen to Ron and when the light beings work on us to do the clearing. You get a flush or a tingles or sometimes a little pain or a twinge in the head or the neck, something like that. Some people yawn a lot or feel suddenly a little bit tired, or they just feel different. It's a flash type of thing. So that also happens when we're on the Creation Light Ship today, and that's just a normal part of the healing. And it's something that needed to be taken out of us. And when it's taken out, then our spirit comes in and fills that space that Ron had cleared for us. That's why they're called the clearings. So Ron has online clearings, timeline crashing, which is through his website, creationlightship.com. Which is a fantastic website with all sorts of clearings on it. To make things simple, Ron has on the left side some recommended clearings, and timeline crashing is one of them. To find it, you would click on that left side. It's a recommended healings, a white bar, and then you'll click on that, and it'll take you to a menu, and you'll see some prices. You can purchase those. Ron said you can do a lot of clearings, a lot of timeline crashings for just a week if you want to just get started on it. That's $10. And you can you have to open up Windows on your computer once you buy the timeline crash. You pay for it through PayPal, and you get the link to the page and the user password and username and password instantly. So, Ron, you also might want to mention for those who are suffering from industrial underground that you have that another recommended healing, the eliminating alien attack clearing, online clearing, which offers in option one the opportunity to clear out alien attacks that are coming from inner Earth. So that's another fantastic one for eliminating alien interference, especially if you can't see it and you don't know where it's coming from. Ron does these sample clearings on the radio and these programs, so you can kind of get an idea of what our bodies have to deal with, what our body's undergoing without our knowing it. But it is happening. Things that are not supposed to be happening and timelines we're not supposed to be on. So, Ron, you had mentioned just now that the idea is to be on the now timeline. The idea is to be in the now.
Can you explain that
a little further? So you're talking about things that are we're dealing with right now, not things that bothered us from a long time ago?
Yeah, okay. So one way to look at that on timelines would be, are you looking are you in the now, or are you viewing life from the past? You know, the future is not here yet. So if you're always thinking about things from the past, then you're not on this timeline. So you're revisiting and living your life in the past on those timelines. So did you have troubles on those timelines? Maybe you had heartache on the timelines and you keep bringing them up. So you have heartache today when you think about something. Well, your thoughts are bringing you into a timeline that you already experienced. And what did you experience on that timeline? Heartache, we'll say. So why are you revisiting your past? So that's the way to look at timelines. So if you don't want to get stuck in the old reality, then get off that timeline. Don't think about it, because your thoughts will bring forth the reality of whatever you experience. It'll be a self-fulfilling prophecy. So by all means, stay in the present moment and get off of those old timelines. So back to you, Kathy.
So on Monday's program, some issues came up that people had presented to you, Ron, where they wanted to get off of. They wanted to actually get onto a timeline that they had been foretold through psychic reader, which I think a lot of us heard all those things. We've all maybe either thought about going to a psychic reader or have been to one. I mean, speaking for myself, I've been to several, and a lot of the things that they promised and pledged did not happen. And as you made it clear, I think it's a really good way to understand it. You asked the caller, what timeline were they reading? Because sometimes the psychic readers can read other timelines, and they don't know the difference between if that's the future or the past or the present. So this person wanted to get on a timeline rather than off of a timeline. And so you had kind of an interesting approach on how to do that. Then we talked about prosperity. So could you talk about that too, Ron? Like, say, for example, people want to get onto a certain timeline where they're having a successful life in some way. What would the timeline crash for in that example, in that instance?
Well, you want to get off where you are. So remember, you can't necessarily bring in something to you that's opposing where you are now. You want to get rid of the old to bring in the new. So you need to clear off that energy of that old timeline, or many of those that you're experiencing, before you can enter into a new timeline. So that's probably about 95% correct. I have some people who say, yeah, I don't like this timeline, and they just switch it. And sometimes it works for them. Probably many times it won't, but it will work if you don't have much baggage. So if you've done a lot of clearings, then chances are you have less baggage, and you may be able to go through and create a new timeline and get on it according to what you want to accomplish in your life, just like the psychic billboard. But typically, if you have baggage, they're going to find that baggage and just bring you right back into the old timeline, even though you're attempting to create a new one. So the reason why you do timeline crashes is to get off of a timeline, and then once you're off the timeline of the negativity, then naturally you can choose again. But you don't have any real free choice until you get off the timeline or timelines. So, you know, if you have, like a back pain or something, or you hurt yourself, maybe you're on 1,000 timelines with that particular condition. So do 1,000 timeline crashes, and you might feel better. And then you're on a different timeline, which would be the timeline of no pain or much less pain. But as long as you're on that timeline, you're going to keep repeating what you have, and it'll keep coming to you. So this is what you need to do. So, you know, just keep working on timelines until you have a more of a positive result or your body feels better. So back to you.
Okay, that explains it. So you have to get off your timeline you're on before you can, and clear out the baggage before you can get to where you think you ought to be or where you want to go. So that does take some time and some work. And there are some people I know who have diligently done this over the last few years that I've been listening to you, Ron, with a lot of success. And they were able to ask their spirit to help them to know when they were through with it, when they had actually cleared those timelines. And there was either a lessening of the situation or it was completely gone altogether. So I do want to mention that these timeline crashes is such a fantastic thing if you think about it. It's like you're crashing an actual event, experience, emotion, something. Most of the time, it's something we don't want. So, you know, I know that that is very true for me. Ron also says that we have parallel lives that are other timelines that we're on. And he also, and those timeline crashes help get us off those, and they help everybody else who's on those timelines get off of them too. And so someone wrote in the fast chat that they just simply type in an emotion, or now you've made the timeline clearing, crash clearing so easy to use that we can just select a particular emotion and timeline crash that. And someone said he's been doing that and finds that that clears out the actual situation just by clearing the emotion. So that's a pretty good thing to have happen. It's just sort of a blanket. It's just sort of, if you read the timeline crash clearing, there's 21 steps, and it does a lot of good. It also eliminates the alien race that's causing you the problem or the issue or the situation. So that's why timeline crashing is so beneficial and why we talk about it so much. And for those who want to listen to Ron's BBS radio archives, I noticed that he starts talking about the timeline crash when he created them during the year 2011, right around January, maybe even a little bit before. And so on those BBS archives, you can hear a lot of people calling in about it because it was new. It was very kind of an experimental thing, but it seemed to work very well, and people just took to it right away at the very beginning, from the get-go. And so here it is over 2 years later, and we're still talking about it, you know, because it's just so worthwhile to do. So here's a question, Ron, from the CLS Questions email. Can I crash 500 timelines in one clearing?
No.
She wants this person, no, this person wants to then have timelines crash 1,000 timelines while she's sleeping. So maybe you'd like to address that issue in regards to the physical sensations that could happen.
Yeah, typically you can lower the timer to about 5 minutes. You may be able to go a little bit less, but remember, you're coming back here. So what's your body going to do with that much energy coming back into it? You know, that's the problem that we have. We have a body. So for the mental people out there, your mind will say, oh, yeah, I can do this here. But, you know, hang on, you know. You better be careful of what you're doing, because it may not be exactly what you're looking for, and you may get kind of tired during the process. So, you know, I would just, I probably wouldn't do more than maybe five screens up at one time doing a timeline crash. And we'll just say that would be equivalent to maybe, 5 minutes per timeline crash, five going at one time. So that's what I would look at, and just be careful of what you're doing.
Well, but Ron, if she's asleep, would it be better if they're asleep, if we're asleep?
No, because your body's still going to process it, you know?
So what if this person wants to, they're trying to go for the big numbers all at once. I think they're trying to also avoid having to run to the computer every 5 minutes. So you mentioned just now some verbiage that they could say, crash a timeline every 5 minutes. Can they adjust the timer on the bottom of the screen to say, you know, maybe try 300 minutes at first and then direct the light beams to crash a timeline for 5 minutes up to 300 minutes so they can have a little free time? away from the computer. Would that be all right?
Give it a try and see.
Yeah. Well, maybe like 100 minutes or 200 minutes.
Yeah, just try it and see how it works.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I understand that sometimes people I've talked to at your expos have done a lot of the clearings already, but they really want to accelerate the timeline crashes without having to constantly check their tablet or their laptop, you know. And that's understandable.
I don't know, you know, I don't really, I don't know what to say on that because it could be a problem for you. You could try it.
Try to go take it slow at first.
Yep, take it slow.
Well, that's why
first.
I mentioned, Ron, the earlier archive you have on 2011, early in the year, because that's when people were just experimenting and they were just feeling their bodies get rocked until they got used to it. So, and you've always recommended to proceed with caution and to go a little slow and not try to do too much at once.
Yes.
So that's good to listen to for those that want to know more about it.
Yeah, I think we started doing timeline crashes in, but that was 2011 early. That'd be, then we did it in LA at the Expo there, 2010. Mm-hmm. Then I would guess in October at the. New York, Expo there, New Life Expo.
Yes, and people felt them immediately. So, Ron, it's a little after the half hour, and tonight's our night to go to Creation Lightship, and this is a fascinating topic, timeline crashing. We could go on for some more. Do you want to go to the Creation Lightship a little bit later, or, I think we've got a call.
Yeah, let's get the caller here. That'd be fine.
Hi, caller. Go ahead. You have a question for Ron?
Yes, good evening. Hi, Ron. Very good question because I know you guys want to move along. I'm getting a little confused. When you say you have 5 minutes for a timeline crash, there are 22 steps per timeline. So is each step taking 5 minutes? Is that what you mean?
Boy.
Have you done the timeline crashes at all?
All the time.
Oh, you have to click. You have to click on what the steps are. There's 23 steps, but there's three parts.
Okay, but my question is,
so normally it's 5 minutes per part.
You can do.
Probably do one part and just do a bunch of those to see how that works for you.
I've just clicked all of them and put up like 300 minutes.
Yeah. You could do that.
Yeah.
Put the timer to 5 minutes and just see how it works. Remember, if your body's going to respond, or react to each timeline. Remember, the timeline can come into you in 5 minutes to an hour. So you may not feel anything at first, and all of a sudden you may feel timelines all crashing at one time. You might get, 20 timelines. As you're coming back here at one time, you get a lot of energy. Or maybe your body has to reintegrate that energy, and you might feel tired. So you almost have to try it out for yourself. Everybody's a little different on it. I've had some people do a whole bunch of them, and they got really, really tired. Other people feel great. So, it's kind of depends on how your body is.
Okay. So I have a quick story. I wanted to crash timelines around meeting somebody that, like, I have no, like, means or even, like, know that I existed even. So I said, okay, I don't care. I'm going to crash a bunch of timelines around it. And I happened to be in a place last night, and I was, like, I was, like, in the same room with someone who knows this person. And that was, like, so freaky to me because I didn't realize that there was, like, 1 degree of separation between me and this person that I had absolutely no, like, chance of meeting. I just did it and crashed the timelines. And there I was in the same room with, like, a really good friend of his. And it was so strange.
Wow.
So I just wanted to share that. And I didn't even know that at the time. I came home and I Googled this person. only to see him with in pictures of the person that I wanted to meet. And I'm like, oh my gosh, this is so freaky. Anyway, that's it for the evening. Thanks a lot, guys. Have a good night.
That's very good.
That's a person who
got
what they wanted.
If anybody has any interesting timeline crashing stories, that would be good. We can continue on with this on Monday even, if you guys want to talk about your experiences here, because it's really good for people to talk about what they've experienced. Let other people know how it works, what they can possibly expect, or what has happened to somebody. So let's go to the light ship, everybody. And we're going up. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. We're bringing up our animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants. Like we said before at the beginning of the show, this only works live for the people listening to the program on BBS this evening. If not, you're going to feel peace energy. So I'll have Kathy, let me know maybe about 6 of those requests if anybody wants to do a request here. So let's first go into the room with the butterflies. So here they go, and here they come. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Next, we're going to the oxygen room. So here this energy comes. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And we'll go into another location. And we'll go into the room that has the beautiful tree energies. So here comes the trees. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we'll go into another location. And let's go into where they have the bullfrogs. This will be fun. Here they come. So 1, request your healing. 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we'll go into where they have the elephants. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. And another room we're going into is a room that has the floating magnets. We'll probably have that this tomorrow on our program show that we have, 8 hours of healing. So here we go, floating magnets. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And do you have any suggestions, Kathy?
The room that helps us release addictions.
Oh, okay. So let's go into the centrifuge room. That could help you with that. Here we go. We're in this room and it's spinning. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. Another one that we may want to go into?
While we're at it, for detoxification, that green mud.
Ah, here comes the mud, everybody, in the hot tub room. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Oh, boy. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. How about one more, Kathy?
I see here a rainforest room and dragonfly room.
Okay, here we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. And let's go into a room that has the rainforest. Request your healing. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And one final room we'll go into, and this room here is where we have, they look like turtles here, pretty large turtles. So here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we'll come back from the light ship now. So we're bringing our animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants with us here. And coming back down. So here we go. Coming down, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. So we're here, and we'll just see if we have any comments. And back to you, Kathy.
Whoa, thank you, Ron. My face got flushed during those healings. I don't think we've ever had a healing by dragonflies before that I can recall, but that was nice, and I hope everyone enjoyed the various healing areas, the floating magnets, and the centrifuge room. These are all samples of what Ron does on the 8-hour calls, the teleconferences for physical rejuvenation that he holds every month. And just as a reminder, the last one for this month is tomorrow, Sunday, November 24th, beginning at 10 o'clock a.m. Pacific time for those who registered through the online page, PayPal page, that you can get through Ron's website, creationlightship.com, by clicking at the top of the page where it's listed. Makes it very easy to sign up and get instant access to the teleconference. And also want to remind everyone to have some water handy ahead of time. Call in a few minutes before the suggested call-in time, because Ron can start a little early sometimes and then gets right to activating some water for us that we can enjoy during the day, especially the facial misting water, which is really great for releasing the energies that he's having the light beings take off of our skin. These are all parasitic life forms that are harming our bodies, and the skin misting water helps to kick them out of there and cleanse us as well. So it's a very beneficial thing. And so, again, that's on creationlightship.com, and then the last teleconference of the month is tomorrow at 10 o'clock a.m. And we look forward to more of those rooms, Ron, and maybe some more of that detox treatment in the hot tubs. So thank you so much, Ron. Seems like people really enjoy it all the time and feel very good about going to the Creation Light Ship, especially if we can bring our pets and animals in our house and our yard, everything. It's just wonderful during these live healings. Okay, so I want to read the fast chat. Any comments here? I see that some people, they've enjoyed it. And there's a question about a warmer timeline. I'm not sure, and if you're talking about warmer climate timeline, you must be, or a warm healing room. Maybe you're cold where you're at. Maybe the weather's cold and your body's cold. I'm not quite getting it. But suppose, Ron, in this case, that somebody wanted to feel warm in a cold, with fall and winter coming, approaching. That's understandable. You want to try and get your body feeling warm or comfortable. She wants to know about, or he or she wants to know about timeline crashing, or if you could do that, maybe. Can you do that, or can she do that? Can we do that for ourselves? Make us feel warm.
You can do that for yourself. We could try that right now to see how it works. Can't guarantee you're going to get really hot or be cooler, but let's see if we can get a timeline. We've got to release one that you're on, first of all. So how many are you on? Maybe you're on one that makes your body cold. So maybe you have to get rid of 100 of those. So we'll release a couple of them for you where you are now. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. There. And now we'll see if we can put you on a timeline that's a little bit warmer or cooler. This is your choice. I would assume everybody wants to be a little warmer right now. We'll just see if it works. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, we'll just see what happens there and see how people are feeling. So back to you, Kathy.
People are feeling pretty good, and as Lana says, you don't know what you're missing until you tried the Creation Light Ship. A lot of healing goes on there. Some people feel energetic during the day. Some people want to relax and sleep and let the light beings do their thing. But to always remember to request healings from the light beings so they know what you want, because as Ron says, they see us as perfect. When we are on the light ship, we are perfect. It's only when we come here on Earth that our densities give us our issues and problems and, you know, take away our life force energy. So comments on the fast chat, Ron. Iron Man says that the bath and foot water, then when you activate that bath and foot water toward the end of the teleconference, Iron Man says that water is just great, very healing. And another listener wants to know, the person that requested the warm air is saying that Arctic air is coming through where they are, and they just can't seem to get warm. So let us know if that healing Ron just did for increasing the body temperature will help you. And some people are saying, yes, it's 12 above zero in their hometown in Minneapolis. Oh, wow. That's pretty darn cold, Marcy. Maybe some of these healings will help you that Ron's done. I mean, my face is flushed myself. I feel very warm.
So we'll bring in some more warm energy here. So.
That would be great,
Ron. So let's work with your body's healer, your mind of the body, to get your body warmer. So here we go. Stronger. Use the word stronger to increase it. So stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, so let's do the mind of heart drop for everybody. The show is coming to a close pretty soon here, so let's do the mind to heart drop. So again, here we go. Now this you should be doing yourself. That's command your spirit to take your thoughts in your head and drop them into your heart. Here we go. So dropping down. So 10, and I count from 10 to 1, so you can feel the energy shifting down in your body. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, so we'll see how that's doing for everybody. Maybe you're feeling pretty good right now. Maybe you're feeling a little warmer. And you should feel definitely at peace. And for those people on the East Coast, it's getting late. So just see how you're doing, everybody.
Okay. Earlier in the program, Ron, and thank you for those healings to help us feel warm. Please, those who were expressed feeling cold, let us know how you're feeling now. And Ron, earlier in the program, I'd mentioned wanting to know about how people were doing after Monday's program when you did so many timeline crashes on slavery and so many other things. And that's Monday, November 18th. If anyone wants to listen to it, it's a very good show, very thorough, and lots of topics covered and lots of great advice on it. Anyway, there were some comments here, and I want to thank you for participating in the chat room here, that they did feel a big shift after Monday's show. So thank you for letting us know. And also thank you, everybody, for your comments in the fast chat. Really great to share these with others so they understand, you know, what we're doing and feel encouraged. And the testimonies are also very useful and helpful, and reveal, you know, how the clearings do work. And now the moderator is reminding us about the New Earth Transport to log each of our completed online healings to the New Earth Transport clearing, which is free. And she has listed the username and the password there. And that is courtesy of Ron, so we can keep our online clearings current. That's a reminder to do that. And that was also discussed on Wednesday's program as well, how to keep those current and why it's important. So let's see. Some people are saying, yeah, they do feel a lot warmer. And thank you very much for those clearings, Ron. And you did some energetic cording clearings earlier, and now some people are feeling a little bit lonely being Saturday night, home alone and all that, and wondered if you could possibly end the show with a clearing for just feeling a little bit lonely.
Huh. Well, we got a loneliness clearing on the website. We have one for hope also. Then we have also one for IQ and education. So I don't talk about those too much. So we'll do one for loneliness. Here we go. So take them with a loneliness energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, you should feel a little better. So I'll say blessings, everybody. Have a wonderful evening. And hope to see you tomorrow on our 8-hour call starting at 10 o'clock Pacific. That's 1 o'clock Eastern. Then we have our BBS program at 4 o'clock Pacific time, 7 o'clock Eastern on Monday. So see you later, everybody. Thank you.
Night.